So let's review. Our shir began with the Gemara referring to the previous Mishnah, which stated, Safik v'andregnis ein machan lav es haShabbos. Rabbi Yehuda matir v'andregnis. We may not do a bris on Shabbos in the case of Safik, doubt, or in the case of andregnis, one who has both male and female organs, whose halachic status is doubtful whether he's considered a zachar or nekeva, male or female. Rabbi Yehuda holds we may do the bris on Shabbos for an andregnis. The Brisa elaborates that the machlokes revolves around which cases are excluded from the word arlosa in the pasuk. The Tanakhama excludes the following two cases of doubt from Milan Shabbos. Safik ben Zayin, Safik ben Ches, a baby whose birth may have been in the 7th month of the pregnancy, in which it is viable, or the 8th month of pregnancy, where the baby is not viable. Therefore, as the Gemara later quotes a Brisa, ben Shiva mechalon olam es haShabbos, the bris of a 7th month baby is doicha Shabbos. Ben Shmoina ein mechalon olam es haShabbos, the bris of an 8-month baby is not doicha Shabbos. Andregnis, since his status is Safik Zachar, Safik Nekeva, the obligation to make a bris is in doubt, and may therefore not be done on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the chiv to make a bris for an andregnis is certain. The Gemara on Daf Kof Lamed Zayin derives it from the pasuk Himayl Lochem Kol Zachar. The word Kol includes andregnis. Rabbi Yehuda excludes two other cases of Safik from Mila on Shabbos. Noyled Ben Hashmashes, a baby born during twilight when it's doubtful whether it's day or night. If he was born at twilight Friday evening, it's a Safik whether he was born Friday or Shabbos. If he was born at twilight Shabbos evening, it's a Safik whether he was born Shabbos or Sunday. Now, only a bris on the 8th day is Deicha Shabbos. In these cases, we may not make his bris on Shabbos because it might be the 9th or 7th day respectively, which is not Deicha Shabbos. Noilet Kishu Mol, a baby born circumcised, in which there is a machlekes. Bishami Aymrim Tzarech Lahatef Mimena Dam Bris. He still requires drawing of blood, but this may not be done on Shabbos. Bishil Aymrim Ein Tzarech Lahatef Mimena Dam Bris. He does not require drawing of blood. The Brisa quotes from Shimon ben Elazar, who has a different version of the machlekes between Bishami and Bishil. He says, Loi nechelku al noilet kushumal shetzarech lahatzav menadam bris. They both agree that a baby born circumcised requires drawing of blood. Their machlekes is al gerish nizgayer kushumal, regarding a convert who already has been circumcised. Bishami requires drawing blood as part of the conversion process, and Bishil does not require it. Rav Omar halocha gitanakama. Rav holds, like the first version of the machlekes Bishami Bishil, and a baby born circumcised does not require hatavas dam bris, as the pinya Bisil. Shmuel holds like the second version of the machlekes, and therefore a baby born circumcised does require hatavas dam bris. The Gemara tells the story of Rav Adabar Hava, who had a son born circumcised, and against the objections of 13 moyalim, he did the bris himself on Shabbos and ended up mutilating the baby. He later confessed, Teisili de Avri Adarav. I deserve this result since I violated Rav's opinion that we do not do Hatavas Dam Bris on the Noiled Mohel on Shabbos. The Gemara explains that Rav Adabar Hava held that Shmuel, who requires Hatavas Dam Bris in this case, would even allow it to be done on Shabbos. But there is no clear proof that Shmuel holds this way. The Gemara links this to a machlekes in the reason we require Hatavas Dam Bris for a Noiled Mohel. Rabba Amar, Chashin and Shema Arla Kavushahi. Rabba holds, we do have Tavas Dam Bris because we suspect that he might have a suppressed Arla. Therefore, it's not Deicha Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Vadai Arla Kavushahi. He definitely has a suppressed Arla. Therefore, it is Deicha Shabbos. The Gemara proceeds to give rules about when a Bris should be done on the 8th day and when it should be done immediately. Arab Asi, Kol She'imoi Timea Leida, Nimol Lishmoina. Whenever the mother has the Tumah of a woman who gave birth, the Bris should be done on the 8th day. If the mother does not have Tumas Leida, such as the case of a baby born by cesarean section, the bris should be done immediately, because the pasuk of Mitzvah Mila follows immediately after the pasuk of Tumas Leida. Dabrel b'nei Yisrael lemer, Isha ki sazriya v'yol d'zachar, v'tama shivas yamim, ki mei nidas devoise titmo, v'yemesh mine yimol b'zara lasai. Even though we did bris on the 8th day before the Torah was given, when there was not yet a concept of Tumas Leida, the Torah v'nischacha halacha. Once the Torah was given, the halacha changed, and now we do a bris on the 8th day only in cases where the mother has tumas leida. There's a machlekes whether a bris of a yotze dayfen, a baby born by cesarean section, may be done on Shabbos. The Gemara explains that habaha talya, the issue of doing a bris on Shabbos depends on whether the mitzvah is on the 8th day. Only a bris that must be done on the 8th day is deicha Shabbos. Therefore, One opinion of this machlokes agrees with Rabasi, and since a birth by cesarean section does not cause tumas leida, the bris is not required to be done on the eighth day, and therefore is not doicha Shabbos. The other opinion disagrees with Rabasi, and doing a bris on the eighth day is not connected to tumas leida. Therefore, a child born by cesarean section, although there is no tumas leida, must have the bris on the eighth day, and it is therefore doicha Shabbos. Kitanoi. The Gemara suggests that there is actually a machlokes tanoim whether the requirement of doing a bris on the eighth day is connected to tumas leida. The brisa derives from Psukim and Chumash that both Yelid Bayis, a slave born in a Jewish home, and Miknas Kesav, a slave who was purchased, may sometimes require mila on the eighth day and sometimes immediately. The Tanakam and Rav Chama lay out the various circumstances. However, Rav Chama introduces the factor of tefillah, whether the maidservant's mother immersed in a mikvah before this baby Eved was born. The halacha is that an Eved Kanani or Shifcha Kananis must be immersed in a mikvah l'shem avdus for the purpose of becoming a servant of the Yisrael in order to become obligated in the mitzvahs that apply to them. Before the tefillah, they are considered complete non-Jews. Therefore, a Shifcha Kananis will only have tumas leida after tefillah. Now, let's review the various circumstances. According to the Tanakhama, Miknas Kesef Nima L'Shmoina, a purchased slave, requires mila on the eighth day, if the mother was pregnant when she was bought and the baby was born into the Yisrael's possession. Miknas Kesef Nimala Echad, a purchased slave, will have mila on the first day, if he and his mother were bought after the birth. According to Rav Chama, Miknas Kesef Nimala Shmoina, a purchased slave, requires mila on the eighth day, if the mother was pregnant when she was bought, Hatvila, the mother was immersed in a mikvah, and then the baby was born. Since the mother has tumas leida, the baby is Nimala Shmoina. Miknas Kesef Nimala Echad, a purchased slave will have mila on the first day, if he was bought with his mother after birth, or he bought the baby only without the mother, or he bought the mother when she was pregnant but did not have her immersed before she gave birth. Since she does not have tumas leida, the baby is Nimala Echad. Regarding Yelid Bayis, a slave born in a Jewish home, according to Rav Chama, Yelid Bayis Nimala Shmoina, a home-born slave, requires mila on the eighth day if the mother became pregnant in the Jewish home and immersed before giving birth. Yelid Bayis Nimala Echad, a home-born slave, requires mila on the first day if the mother became pregnant in the Jewish home but did not immerse until after giving birth. According to Tanakhama, Yelid Bayis Nimala Shmoina, a home-born slave, requires mila on the eighth day if the mother became pregnant in the Jewish home and of course gave birth there, regardless of whether she went to the mikvah before or after the birth, since the Tanakhama holds that mila on the eighth day is not contingent on tumas leida. Finding a case of Yelid Bayis Nimala Echad, a homeborn slave requiring mila on the first day, becomes a bit problematic according to the Tanakhama, because Yelid Bayis, a slave born in the Jewish home, means that the mother became pregnant in the Jewish home. Now, since the Tanakhama holds that tumas leida has no relevance to mila on the eighth day, every Yelid Bayis should have their bris on the eighth day. The Gemara offers two cases where the Tanakhama would hold that a Yelid Bayis would have their bris on the first day. Belekeach Shivcha L'Ubra, where he only bought the mother for the rights to her offspring. In other words, he owns the child but not the mother. The mother is not part of his bayis. We learn from the Pasuk, Uven Shmoinas Yomim Yima Lochem Kol Zachar L'Dayri Sechem Yelid Bayis U'miknas Kesef Mikol Ben Necher Asher Loi Mezerachahu. The word lochem teaches that only those similar to you require mila on the eighth day, and if the birth is completely different from that of a regular Jew, there is no mila on the eighth day. However, this would only work if we hold kinyan peiros lav kinyan guftam. Only the produce of a property is not like owning the property. However, if we hold kinyan peiros kinyan guftam, it would be considered like he owns the mother as well. Both are part of his household now, and the birth is therefore just like a regular Jewish birth, where the bris must be done on the eighth day. Then the Gemara offers a second possibility. He bought the mother with the condition that he will not have her immersed in the mikveh to become a Shivcha Kananis. She will never become obligated in the mitzvahs. Since her situation is not at all similar to a regular Jewish birth, the baby does not require a bris on the eighth day, rather is nimoy le'echad.